The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust over everybody else in between. Throwing it down to Wicked Wednesday has begun as we break it down. Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. You know how we do it on a Wednesday. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's going to step up and in, but it's all about Babano's golf guy. Babano's golf source, the mysterious golf source of Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Babano will throw it down. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will throw it down. Shane McNichol will join us. Shane's great. All aboard the Shane train. All aboard the Shane train. Action Network and more. Shane will help us break down the NBA draft, NBA lottery, the ramifications. How good are these players? We could talk basketball all night with Shane. We look forward to it. So there's a lot of stuff to get to. Speaking of basketball, holy crap, man. Like, seriously? Listen, man, I'm a middle-aged, I like to say middle, but that's kind of not true. I was thinking about that the other day. It's not really the middle. If I live to 100, I guess I'm middle-aged, right? Except even if I live to 100, which I won't, but if I do, I don't know. I don't know how much raging I'm going to be doing, right? So I don't know. Maybe I'm past middle-aged, but so that makes me even angrier, all right? So as a middle-aged, angry, jaded, bitter person, you know, I'd be the type of person that would say, ah, whatever, I've seen better. I don't know, man, I can't think of better. Like, the way things are going in these playoffs, both in the Stanley Cup and in the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, NHL, it's off the hook. Hey, the Euros haven't been bad either, but now we're going to start playing for real. Now the Euros, we got the Euro bracket set, we got future odds, and Trae Young tonight, 48 points. 48 points. And 11 assists, I might add, because the prop was 9.5. Atlanta wins. Now, remember, I've got the Atlanta Hawks to win the championship at 21-1, and I was talking about pulling an early hedge here. I decided, because as we've told you, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. It goes against everything that I stand for. All right? I can't do it. Like, even, like, if it's, like, all right, in a profitable, like, you know, I can't do it. I'm going to have a problem because I got the Montreal Canadiens at 10-1 to win the Stanley Cup. I got to tell you, my futures, boom, we got the Hawks 21-1. We didn't hedge it. We're riding out, and the Hawks win. Trae Young. How many people went off that night and said, oh, my God, Trae Young next to Luka Doncic? Come on. And even Trae Young once said, listen, I remember he said, He said your apology should be as loud as the criticisms. You know, when you know, he turned out to be good. Now, listen, Luka is a great player, and I'm not taking anything away from Luka. So let's not compare the two, but let's compare the two. That's what sports is all about, comparing things. Don't tell me it's not about comparing things. So my whole point is, I don't know, between the two of them, who's dropping 48 points right now and about to go to the NBA Finals? That's right. That's right. I'm all in. Atlanta going to the Finals. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's 1993. It's 1993 all over again. You know, we're going to look up, actually. What was the big hit in 1993? What was like, I'm thinking, actually, I remember this era pretty well. I got to think like Pearl Jam, right? Even flow. All that Seattle crap. Hey, hey, hey. All that Seattle stuff. I'm pretty sure that was like Pearl Jam era, right? 93? Was it like maybe like Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, the movie? I mean, we're gonna look it up. It's all off the top of my head right now. So I'm just throwing darts here, but we'll see how accurate I am. I believe that Pearl Jam were the biggest band in 93, and I'm gonna say that the movie The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston, may she rest in peace, with Kevin Costner, may his career rest in peace. Costner hasn't done anything good, man, since Field of Dreams. Robin Hood, my ass. 116-113 Atlanta. So you know why it's 1993 all over again? Because in 1993, the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup. All right? And in 1993, they beat the New York Islanders in the semifinals to get to the Stanley Cup. The New York Islanders are now one win away from the Stanley Cup after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Phoenix Suns. When's the last time the Phoenix Suns went to the NBA Finals? You guessed it. 1993. It's 1993, man. It's 1993. Call your ex-girlfriend up from 1993 and say, hey, baby, I'm coming over because we're partying. I'm going to party like it's 1993. It really is. This is 1993 over. And honestly, what the hell are we doing? What are we even overthinking for? Atlanta are a good basketball team. Who? How many times do I have to repeat this? Who? I said who? Have had the best record in the NBA since March 1st. What two teams in the NBA have had the best record since March 1st? The number one team, the Phoenix Suns, who are going to the NBA Finals. The second best record in the NBA since March 1st, the Atlanta Hawks, who are three wins away from going to the Finals. Listen from the ashes, take what you've got. You think I'm dead? The Late Night Anger Management Class.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. And, ooh, it was wicked. Craziness, man. Craziness. Craziness in the National Hockey League. The New York Islanders were down 2-0 to the world's greatest team, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yet, they score two goals. They tie the game. They win the game in overtime. Trey Young looks like a dude just hanging around in a parking lot outside of a liquor store. Going to ask you for a couple of bucks. Hey, buddy, you got a couple of bucks? If this kid can drop 48 on your ass on the road. He went into New York City and shut up Knicks fans, and they're loud. He went into Philadelphia, shut up Sixer fans. They're even louder and crazier. Now he's going into the Midwest. Ooh, I guess they thought he was going to be scared by Packer offensive linemen drinking beer. And everybody thinks that, ooh, that guy downed a beer. You want to see somebody down a beer? You go to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He can down a beer. Cam Stewart can down food, beer, so much so that Heath Herring said, look, he doesn't even chew. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, steps up for that. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, he's not a pig, more like a duck.
Yeah. They said, look at this guy, he eats like a pig. Pigs actually chew. Yeah, he eats more like a duck. How you doing, kid? Big night.
Oh, great night for betting. And let me tell you, it's just been a weird night altogether, Gabe. Like, you were talking about Trey Young outside the liquor store and money. It's funny. There's a lot more, grifters around my area, especially. It's getting a little bit crazier. They're getting closer to my place. And I like to go for a walk around the complex, you know, before the show. And I saw a guy with a shopping cart, and it didn't look like bottles inside. He saw me, and he went the other way. Full moon out tonight, craziness. Like, I was just walking around. There's a weird vibe in the air. But you know what? I really don't care when we win our bets, buddy.
So you're telling me that homeless people with shopping carts are like scared and they go the other way when they see you?
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah. He saw me kind of walking, right? I was going to like the mailbox, and he went the other way quick. He was kind of muttering to himself. I'm like, what's in the cart there? Usually they're going around for bottles. He picked the wrong day. Hey, these guys, you got to be better than that. Recycling's in the afternoon. If you're going to hit up and you get 10 cents per can and bottle. Actually, the new one, Gabe, the big ones are like 20 cents now. So you see a lot more people in the bottle game right now trying to load up.
Yeah, and understand that the times are tough. The economy's tough, especially true. People betting on Tampa and Vegas.
Yes.
People betting on Tampa and Vegas. So, Cam, so listen, I'm saying it's 1993 all over again. Remember, I was the first one to bring this up. So the Montreal Canadiens, New York Islanders, 1993. Canadian fans have been feeling 93. I'm not going to lie. Every time the Canes go a little playoff run, it's like 93, eh? Right? Like, but yeah. This one kind of is. It is like 93. But how about this as well? The Phoenix Suns, Cam. Last time in the NBA Finals, 1993.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, this thing's coming together now. It's starting to come together now. This 1993 thing is real. And imagine the Canadians played the Islanders in 1993 as well.
right? So just be like this complete, like, oh, God, like, this really is. We're getting there. And I'm telling you, I never said the Canadians and the Islanders due to hockey purposes. It was like your dream, Kev. This was a solely fate type of deal. And here we are right now. But let me ask you. So I said, and I remember 1993, look, I was in the building, I was selling tickets on the street, I was in the middle of the riot after. So I said, all right, it's 1993. What were the top songs, Cam? Rock songs. Pop songs, rock songs, 1993. And I got to tell you, there's a few that I'm seeing here that you know and you sing pretty well. It's a pretty big year night. It goes to show, when us old son of a bitch bastards talk about how things were better in the old days, because they were. Right? And I didn't even like 1993 and 1993. I hated 1993 and 1993. Yes. But listen, this is so. Pick a band, Cam. Think, 1993, buddy. Think, where were you in 93? And what were you listening to? 1993.
93? Like, yeah, like I still. I'm embarrassed to say this. I still listen to the same music in 93.
So what were you
listening to? 2001. The indie rock bands. Like, I still like that era of, you know, like those bands, Dinosaur Jr., Mudhoney. Like, I listen to a lot of that stuff. You know me. I like indie rock. Yes.
So this is how many hits there were, buddy. This is 1993. Heart-shaped box, Nirvana.
Yep.
And a heart-shaped box. Mr. Jones, Counting Crows.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. That's like me and you. Jones hey, and me.
When I look at the TV, I want to see if someone's there.
Me staring at me. You know what? That guy was the lamest guy ever in the history of music. The singer of Counting Crows. Oh. He wore a wig. They weren't real dreadlocks.
Yeah, you could tell. The guy was like kind of
the guy was wearing a wig.
You could tell.
And he said that I feel dreadlocks. He goes, they're way to make me feel. Like, what the hell do you make you feel like? That's the whitest, lamest thing in the history of whiteness. I'm embarrassed to be white after you. Yeah. Mr. Jones. Very whiny, that song. Mr. Jones and me.
Yeah, I hate that whole band, to be honest.
I want to be a star. I want to be a star. A shot.
Big star.
One hit. We can move on. All right. Ordinary World, Duran Duran. I'll put my hand up. Duran Duran, one of those bands when I was in high school and stuff, I was like, man, these guys are kind of like, I'm not down with the red leather pants and stuff, man. Like, hungry like a wolf. And then as I got older and I'm a musician, I'm like, damn, those guys are pretty good. those guys are really good musicians.
You know what
it
is?
Yeah, they're really good, those guys.
Yeah, I know. You can like what you like, but you got to give respect to people that have hooks. And Duran Duran's one of those bands, like when they played the riff,
they got it. Very radio friendly. One of the best big-time radio bands ever, Duran Duran. All right, here's another one. I can't wait for Babano. We're going to get some karaoke from Babano here coming up.
Yep.
All right, how about this one, Cam? If I ever lose my faith in you, Sting.
Oh, yeah, Sting.
You don't like my Sting singing?
I was like, what?
If you ever lose my faith in you. That's a great gambling song, isn't it, Cam? For teams. It's like for people like Kurtz and the Otters. If I ever lose my faith in you.
Well, speaking of Kurtz, I had more. I was the only guy in the show who had damn faith in the Islanders. Like, Kurtz sounded like he wanted to go to a funeral. Oh, 4-2 Tampa Bay. I told him, like, George, holy geez, you're going to bet against your own team here? Like, yeah, he could add money. Like, what a comeback. Anyway, Kurtz, what a guy.
All right, so.
Crushing Pepsis.
He's a wild man.
I told George, is like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I go, don't worry, George, just crush a few more Pepsis and work on your fantasy football. That's what you're going to be doing anyway, so don't worry about it.
This is what Kurtz, each song has a sports-related theme. Hey, Kurtz, this is what you should be right now singing and tweeting at the New York Islanders. Brian Adams, 1993. Please forgive me. I'm sorry I doubted you and took Tampa. Yeah, please forgive me. AC/DC, Big Gun.
Oh, yeah, nice. I like that.
And then Cam, 1993. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. What the hell is that, Meatloaf? Guy had hot girls in his videos, though. That guy's a real Meatloaf.
I don't know. What is it? What was the thing?
Yeah, what is that? Do?
But I won't. But listen, do that. People are going to sort of think like what? Like, no, you know, but the thing is, let me put it this way. Meatloaf obviously will eat anything. So that's not the thing. Like,
that's not the thing. Sorry. He'll eat anything.
I think that he won't have a threesome with another dude and his girl.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Actually,
he like that's something I love you. Guy, I'll do anything, but I won't do that.
Dude, yeah, I'm not going to sleep with Jerry down the hall there. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Where? What I won't do that. Yeah, that guy's too much.
People are trying to figure out Tom Brady. Tom Brady ripped a quarterback in the NFL. Tom Brady recently said a couple of days ago that there was a team in the NFL that he wanted to play for that turned him down.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. And Brady said, you're going to stick with that MF-er? People are wondering who it is. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do this thing. We're partying like it's 1993. Man, it's midweek. I could use a drink, actually. I was in a store. I saw a steam whistle. I thought of the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I was like, I don't even remember if I like steam whistle or not. Do I like steam whistle?
I don't think you do. I remember you had one.
It's a little skunky.
You had one. Yeah, know what it is? Here's a tip. I'll give everyone cooking tips too. I'm really mastered banana bread. If you want a good banana bread recipe, I'll get it out on my murder mystery morning show.
Yeah, what do you got?
We'll do it for the Jacksonville games early in the morning. Baking is my thing. But no, Morency, we talked about it. You got to check the dates. A lot of these places on green beers, they go skunky quick, so they have little stamps on the beers. And the beer stores, these guys like to keep them at the back. So I remember one in my amateur days, I got one that was 7 months old, and I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like the sunlight of the fridge and everything else. Green beers, steam whistle's got to be within like a month and a half. Anything over 2 months, I'm kind of like, man. So you got to do that. I remember you drank it. You're like, this is skunky. Yeah, Heineken. I think you preferred like a regular. I know your beer. I drank it when I saw you in New Jersey. You're a Corona man. Corona can't really go that skunky. It is what it is. It's already pretty light.
All right, let's bring in.
All right, there.
No, I just want to keep it moving. Yes, well, I'm thinking about beer right now. Speaking of beer, Sounds like I heard some glass though, Cam. I heard some ice. Sounds like you're more into the rum and coke night tonight.
Actually, it's funny. I just have a glass of wine and I put an ice cube. I put ice cubes in it to keep it cool, because the white wine gives me a heartburn. So I drink red with a little bit of ice in it. It's delicious. I found a new blend, Gabe. I'm not going down to the Portuguese $7 bottle. I'm kind of like you. I hit the mid range. You know, the 12 and 13. I think we can get happy in that area.
Yeah, dude. I was with a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago. I said, I got to get a couple of bottles of wine. He goes, there's a store right here. I'm like, where? And he goes, right here. I'm like, there's no store there. He goes, no, trust me. Go in, and it's some old Italian dude. And he sells, like, pasta and stuff direct from Italy, except he's got his own wine going on, Cam. Same thing.
Oh, homemade.
You drink this stuff, man. Like, you know, this it's stuff's like
wine in the garage.
It'll power your car. So, listen, we got Ian Cameras. Babano with us? This is your chance, Babano. Because I'm saying it's 1993. Radar's working on patching up a battle through here.
Is that what you call him? Radar?
Yeah, radar, yeah.
Matthias, he's radar.
Radar love.
Radar love.
That's a good song. That's a good song. All right, so Cam, I really do believe this. Let me ask you. Is there a reason to say right now that the Atlanta Hawks aren't going to the NBA Finals? They're rolling.
Yeah. The thing is, things are different now. Like, after this COVID stuff, it's just weird. Like, just don't think about favorites and underdogs. It's kind of like what we talk. Just think about what you see. Don't worry even, like, about numbers. And I'm starting to do that more, Gabe. It's just, like, bad teams can win. All these things are happening. Look at this. Montreal wasn't all. They can't get a sniff. They're not going to win one game. Well, you know what I mean? It's like you got to stick to your guns. Look at all these upsets that are happening right now. I saw T-Bone's ticket. You got 55-1. You got these guys 20+1 in Atlanta. They go in there and win that game. By the way, Milwaukee down the stretch in that game. That was just brutal. Like, here's another thing, Gabe. This is what we talk about, Budenholzer. Here's the thing. You look at Phoenix, look what the plays they run at the end of the game. A beautiful lob that actually wins the game for them in comparison to Milwaukee. It's not all on the coach, but these are what these guys are paid for. X's and O's and good plays and execution, right? Guys never come up with anything creative, but the players on that team got real problems. Milwaukee's one of those teams, they hung on by a thread to beat Brooklyn, but this is what they do. It's almost like they like tease you. They play bad for a while, then they wake up. The series isn't over, but I wish I had an Atlanta ticket, I could tell you that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad I do it. In fact, it's a new and improved me. I've got all these futures suddenly. We'll bring Babano in here. But I've got the Canadians at 10-1. I've got the Hawks at 21-1. I've got France at +400 or +360 or whatever the hell. I've got another one we're going to share with you, and I want to share with Cam and you guys tonight. We brought it up briefly last night, but I'm going to play it, I think, now that the bracket is set as well. So listen, we have updated Stanley Cup odds right now, courtesy of FanDuel. I posted the poll question up on Twitter. Updated Stanley Cup odds per FanDuel. Who are you guys taking? Tampa Bay Lightning are currently, right now, this is current adjusted as of this second. Tampa Bay Lightning, +155 to win the Stanley Cup. 23%. The Montreal Canadiens are hard to believe. From where we were, when the Montreal Canadiens were down 3-1 to the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens are now the second choice to win the Stanley Cup. +310. That's insane, huh? The Canadians are now it's getting real when you're like, wow, they're +310. The Canadians are plus 310. 38.1% of our voters are taking the Canadians to win the Cup. The Islanders are plus 350, 18.3%. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are now plus 400 to win the Cup, 20.9%. Let's bring Babano in. Babano, what do you think of these adjusted numbers right now? As we've got a game six and a game seven, and it's karaoke night with Babano. It's 1993. What's going on, Babano?
Yeah, it is. It's 1993 all over again, because we might have the Phoenix Suns winning an NBA title, and we might have the Montreal Canadiens in the Stanley Cup final again, and maybe winning a Stanley Cup as well. But yeah, I have Canadiens plus 2200, 22 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup before the season started. I'm on the Phoenix Suns. So they're the two teams I'm essentially cheering for right now to win it all, Canadiens and the Suns.
Well, you just can't, you just, Babano, you come in, you ask, he tells about your plays right away. Kim, like, we didn't ask you. We asked you, what do you think of the Stanley Cup playoffs? Oh, well, I have this thing.
I like Babano.
Like, even, yeah.
He just, it's
like,
just,
dear God, Babano. Like, you're really like.
He's awesome. This guy, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Certainly is amazing. Like, I knew, too. Kid. I'm like, oh, yeah, this segment's about to be sabotaged, and here we go. It took, like, 10 seconds. It's like, I feel like Krusty the Clown. I'm like, like, it's like going to the audience. Oh, this is always death. Yeah, comes in, yeah.
Yeah, U-turns with Babano.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, settle down, Babano, with your Canadians. You're the one, oh, the Carolina Hurricanes are going to win the Cup. You were telling us the Canes are going to win the Cup. You were telling us the Canadians. Actually, you had the Carolina Hurricanes.
I thought Carolina was going to win the Cup, but
I bet multiple futures. I don't just bet one team from a future standpoint. They were one of my teams, and I picked them because I had more confidence in them than Montreal. But I'd be happy I had given up on Montreal after the regular season, like pretty much most of the world did.
Babano's 24-pack of futures, like Gene Simmons. Goes to the Kentucky Derby, bets on every horse can.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey. I got the winner. So, all right. All right, so.
What did I have before the season? I had Montreal, I had Carolina, I had, what else did I have futures-wise? I had Colorado. Those were the big three that I had.
Well, you got one of them standing. Yeah. I don't believe you only had three. I don't believe you only had three. I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't take Tampa because I didn't believe that they could repeat, and I didn't like the price. I didn't take Vegas because I wasn't totally sure they'd do it. Those were the three: Colorado and Montreal and Colorado.
Man, I wish we had a lie detector test here. I wish that's the one thing I've always wanted on the show. It's a lie detector.
I agree with you, but the problem is, to get a lie detector test, you need a, like, first of all, like the polygrapher, you got to hire, like, they're hard to read. Like, you know what I mean, Gabe? We need like a Stooges one, like that you could figure out, like at home lie detector kit. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're not admissible in court. That's the thing. And if you're a really good liar, you can beat I can't beat a lie detector test because you see me. Like, when I lie, I'll start to sweat and freak out. That's why I don't play poker. Like, everyone, hey, you want to play some poker? Poker? Why would I play poker? You know what I got? I start to perspire and turn different colors. Like, I might as well just give my money to a guy on the street, like the guy with the shopping cart there. I don't know if he had that body in there. I might as well give him my money. So I don't play poker.
Cam Stewart and Babano with us. We're off and running here on the Wicked Wednesday.
We are.
Someone's asking, what was Babano doing in 1993? What are you doing, Babano? Going to computer courses or something in 1993?
Yeah, DeVry.
Oh, my gosh, 1993. I'm still in grade three at the time. That's a long time
Great
ago.
Three. Great three. Little Babano. Yeah.
When did you graduate from high school? What year did you graduate high school?
2000. Geez, I'm having to see how long ago it was. I'm having a hard time remembering. 2003.
It's not that long ago, 2003.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Wow. So you were a kid. Yeah. So yeah, you're still kind of young. So 1993.
What were you doing in 93, Gabe? You're in a band?
Yeah, I was in
traveling.
He was in California, probably.
No, I was in a band, Homicide. I just got back from L.A. I was in a band, Homicide. Just Homicide was just being created. All those songs were being put together. And I was a scalper, hustler. I was in a band, and I was selling tickets on the streets and other things that we can't discuss. Right. You know, of course. So I was selling whatever. But no, I was a scalper for the most part in 1993. And that's why it's like 93 all over again. Except I will say this time in 93, I will not sell beer in the middle of a riot. Like, if a riot happens, I won't sell beer this time. Like I did in 1993. I gotta tell you, like, the cops were ready last night. Yeah, it's gonna be a circus tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Guy in CTV Montreal can't even do a stand-up.
He's getting billy sticks.
He's getting, like,
okay. Imagine if the cops do that to a media guy live on TV? What do you think they're gonna do to people on the street tomorrow?
Like, the World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
They're gonna be cracking heads.
Yeah, they're gonna be smashing skulls. I agree with you. It's gonna be like a bad seal hunt there. Like, you don't want to be around that area. I'm gonna tell you, and these guys, things are different now, man. Yeah, the billy sticks will be in full effect. Be careful.
Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget about that Bryan Adams crap. This is real music.
Yeah, this is my favorite one of your two. This is my favorite riff that you have, actually. This is the one that I like a lot.
Thank you.
Well, love guitar.
Well,
it's nice.
Well. go.
Listen to the pain and emotion unfolding from me. Oh, this is right in my wheelhouse, this thing. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's the problem, Gabe. Like, you know what it is? Like, and you know me, like, I'm kind of old school that way. Like, I love riffs. And that's the problem with new bands. They don't, like, nobody does
no guitar solos
anymore.
I know.
Like,
there's no riff solo.
Like, guitar solos are awesome. Like, that's the bands that I like. They all have, like, wicked solos that'll blow your mind or something that, you know, sonically, like, you're just like, whoa. Like, you step back and you're like, I can't believe that's happening. That's the problem. Everybody tries to do all these other tricks, but nothing like a good guitar solo. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I remember you played for that one for me in the backyard. That was the song that I liked the best. That's my
Thank
favorite.
You very much. So Babano, and here's the, I know you like this band, Cam. So Babano, we're looking at the songs in 1993, as we talked about. The Phoenix Suns went to the finals in 93. The Canadians went in 93. I'm trying to make this 93 thing happen. The Islanders played the Canadians in 1993. So we're looking over the top songs here of 93. Which one? We can't go a week without you singing, Babano. So which one are your favorites? We got a Heart-Shaped Box, Nirvana, Mr. Jones, Counting Crows, Ordinary World, Duran Duran, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, Sting, Please Forgive Me.
Sting, I remember that one. If I ever lose my faith in you, there you go. If I ever lose my faith in you, there you go. A little high pitch.
Oh, that's
how Sting would sound.
There it is.
Just like Sting, you nailed it. And here's one too. They can all like all these things. I just think of everything in gambling terms. You know what I mean? In Nirvana, all apologies. Yeah, apologies for the crap ass way you guys played. If I ever lose my faith in you, because you guys suck, please forgive me after me and Cam give people bad picks on GTD.
Not recently.
No, fine. Well, Cam's defensive right away. And here's one of Cam's favorites. Not recently.
Hey, don't forgive us. Thank you. Please thank us. We're doing
no one thanks
good.
Us. And then here, the Cranberries. Anytime you have an underdog, what do you want to do? When you have an underdog in a game?
Linger.
You want to, great. See, that's a sports charade game I just created right there. You name a song and in a sports term. Yeah. What do you do if you have an underdog? What
you
song?
What do you them linger?
Linger. We're lingering. Hey, look, we're lingering.
Such a
what about Hathaway? His one hit wonder from that year, too. Hathaway. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. No more.
Is that 1993?
That year.
Yeah. What is love?
A little rap. Don't forget a little rap hip hop. Rap and hip hop slam, da 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 da. Let the boys be boys. Slam, da da. Onyx, yeah. I know we can go all night with this. 1993 karaoke right here on Sports Grid.
Who's that? Onyx? Was that Onyx?
Yep.
Who's Slam? Who sings that song?
Onyx.
Oh, yeah, Onyx. Okay, good.
All right, Babano. What about, can you give us Crying Aerosmith? Because I'm crying without you. Crying to forget you.
Misery. As I'm crying as I met you. There you go. By Steven Tyler, he needs work.
Yeah,
he's hey. Don't worry. You can't imitate that guy.
Hey, Ken, here's Dinosaur Jr., 1993. Start chopping.
Oh, yeah, start chopping. Oh, yeah,
what's that mean? Start chopping up the low?
Start chopping.
Chop up the lines. It's got to mean that.
Start chopping.
No, yeah. Right away, I'm like, yeah. That's got to mean it. Chopping up the lines. I got one.
Yeah. No, the best song? No, their one hit was ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. I feel the pain of everyone. Then I feel nothing.
All right, here's
the 90s. Love the 90s.
The 90s are good.
So brutal.
Here's another Aerosmith hit in the 90s. What about this one, Babano? I'm living on the edge.
Damn.
Living on the edge. I'm living on the edge. That was a good one.
But Ben, you strike me as someone that
grade
like,
7, grade 8 did that in their band. They actually did it to Aerosmith, Living on the Edge. It always reminded me of air band concerts in school.
It's pretty impressive for kids in high school. But
Yep.
You strike me as someone who would like Depeche Mode. You look like a new waiver type dude. So far, I don't mean that insulting. I'm sure, Babano, you like that stuff. I don't mind the song, Flock of Seagulls.
All
and I ran.
All
that song's I ran so far away.
In my arms, words are very unnecessary.
Sorry.
That was Depeche Mode, yeah.
See, I don't know that, see? Yeah, all right, how about this one?
Yeah.
Can you guys give me some, can you give me some Bork? Human Behavior.
Oh, Bjork. Yeah, Bjork. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I'm Nordic. I am Bjork.
The trees. I can't even do it. Like, you can't even.
Bjork's
do it. Like,
too much, man. That chick.
Melissa Etheridge. Because I'm the only one.
Oh, yeah. Come to my window. I'll be home soon. Yeah, what is this? This is brutal. Oh, Melissa Etheridge, yeah.
Oh, you know what I heard yesterday?
Yeah,
she likes Steve Perry. I should have been gone.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Steve Perry. Should have been gone. Oh, yeah. Knowing how I made you feel, I should have been gone. Must have been a dreamer. Must have been so.
Here we go.
Oh, Sherry. Here we go.
Now I got the realist. This is good. The number one song, digital chart, 1993, Loser, Beck. Oh, I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Yeah.
All right. The second song.
I feel when I get for a bad beat. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're a loser after you go 0-4 on an NFL Sunday. Yeah, that song comes on, you're like, oh, I'm a loser, baby. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do.
That guy's a genius, actually,
Beck. I will admit I'm a big Sheryl Crow fan. I do like Sheryl Crow.
Oh, Sheryl
All I Want to Do.
She's actually a very good artist. I'll give Sheryl Crow.
Number three song, Mr. Jones. Yeah, Mr. Jones can suck it.
I agree.
Gin and Juice. Snoop Doggy Dog. Gin and Juice. You want to give us a little Gin and Juice for better?
Yeah. Rolling
with
down
your mind
the street,
on your money and your money on your mind, with your futures on your mind.
Gin and juice, lady back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. There you go.
Nice. Battle. Strong.
I like this one. Cypress Hill. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain.
Boom.
Got no boom, brains.
Boom, boom,
got no brains.
Boom, 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 boom. That's the beat.
All right. All right, Cam. Why don't you sing us your golf picks, Cam? What do you got for us, buddy?
Come to the Travelers. You want to watch some bad golf? Yeah, no, anyway. Travelers Championship, Cromwell, Connecticut. Nice short course, baby. 6,841 par 70. Bubba Watson has won this tournament three times. DJ is the defending champion. 10 par 4s, under 450 yards. So this is what we're looking at this week. A lot of people in contention. You can hit it big. If you hit fairways and you hit it big, that's good. Or small ball hitters can get it done, Gabe. This week, Ghosted, this one's for you, buddy. I'm going to Abraham Answer. Probably better a top 20 pick, but I'm actually starting my picks today. I'm going to take a little bit more of a chance. If you like chalk, Gabe and I talked about it. I think Casey and Cantlay are the favorites that I'd like, even more so than guys like Brooks Koepka. Think about Koepka, guys. If he has a bad first round, he's going to tap out. He plays in majors. He'll just go, you know what, get me the hell back to Florida so I can have sex with my wife/girlfriend. I don't know if he was married or whatever the hell he is, but he's got better things to do. Abraham Answer, 23-1. We're going to go, hello, a spotted tee with Harris English at 38-1. We're getting a nice price there. Garrick Hegel, he was good for me before, the South African kid, 70-1. Now I'm going bomb hunting. Ian Poulter, Blessing brought up a good point about Poulter. He's playing for Ryder Cup points and stuff too, and he's been in really good form. 85-1 on this course. I think it could be there. Stuart Sink, don't knock him. This guy, he's an old guy, but it's the year of the old guys. He's 85-1, and Brendan Todd hits it nowhere. It doesn't matter. This guy's fairways greens if his putter gets hot at 95-1. I like him. To Paul Casey, if you want to take some top 20s, Gabe, Paul Casey's not even juice. It's like even money. It's ridiculous. He's even. Abraham Answers plus 135. English plus 190. Kevin Streelman plays very, very well on this course, guys. Watch out for him at plus 150. Joaquin Niemann, +230 looks good to me. Now some bombs. Stuart Sink, +320. Migliosi, the Italian, +360. Watch out for him. A top five last week. Ian Poulter, +320. And Brendan Todd. I only got two matchup bets for you guys. I like Harris English over Cam Smith at 130-1. I know Dubsy likes Smith. I think he's good, but I think Harris English is going to have a big week. Gabe, I don't like the guy really. You know what? Guess what? They're matched up on FanDuel. I'll take Bryson DeChambeau -126 against Brooks Koepka. I think he'll do better this week. And Stuart Sink, +108 as a dog against Jason Day, looks good to me. First round leaders, I got four guys for you. Harris English, 48-1. Brian Harman, 48-1. Charlie Hoffman, 50-1. And Patton Kizzire, 85-1. I don't know what Van Ruin too, but I looked for him and I couldn't find him. I hope he didn't withdraw, but he's 100-1. Eric Van Ruin, first round leader.
I'm going to take Paul Casey, Scotty Scheffler, and Matthew Wolf. Paul Casey, Scotty Scheffler, and Matthew Wolf, and a first round leader as well. Swinging for the fences here. Seamus Power. Seamus Power, first round leader.
Love it.
Yeah, Seamus can shock the world.
You've got the power.
You've got the power.
Power.
Dun, 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 dun. Who did that song? Do you know Babetta?
Snap.
You've got the power?
Snap. S-N-A-P. Snap your fingers. That's who did it.
Babetta's not playing around. He's wow. Like, snap.
I don't know what the hell we're talking about, but it sounds right.
I don't believe him. Lie detector test.
Yeah, where's the
lie detector?
All right,
so here's what my golf guy's got. My golf guy for the Travelers. Here we go. Siwoo Kim, 50-1. Aaron Wise, 80-1. Wise man once said. Shea Reavy, 125-1. Mackenzie Hughes ended up on my golf guy. No joke. He's actually on Mackenzie Hughes here, 125-1. Taylor Gooch, 140-1. Henrik Norlander, not only 200-1, but he's got him in a prop, top continental European at +700. Henrik Norlander in this tournament. So that eliminates all the Brits. You don't have to worry about them betting that prop. So he likes that one. He likes Keegan Bradley, first round leader as well, 55-1. We know Keegan Bradley's a Thursday guy. He gets off to these hot starts, so that's pretty good. Oh, and Austin Eckroat. I've never heard of the guy, but 275-1 and a top 20 as well on him at +750. So there you go.
Ghosters asking about, we'll get...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Goldster's opinion. He's got a six-pack here. Patrick Reed, 22-1. Abraham Answer, 25-1. Joaquin Neiman, Siwoo Kim, Cameron Tringali, and Steele, 125-1.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And Babano's a big star. People are checking in. They're like, God, did Babano sing yet? I miss Babano. And Babano has he's got a fan club. He's got a fan club.
Yeah, Ian Cameron knows.
We got the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart's been on fire with his baseball picks all week. All right, so Cam. So Goldster's asking about Reed Answer. Well, you don't even have to ask about Answer, bro. Is Answer your cousin or something?
Yeah.
So Patrick Reed, Answer, Neiman, Siwoo, Tringali, Steele. Is there a different Steele or Streelman? Steele?
No, Brendan. There's Brendan Streelman and,
exactly.
And Brendan Steele. Man,
I know, but he's got them both here. And I was like, are you abbreviating? No. So he's got Steele at 125-1, and then Streelman top 20.
I like it. I like Streelman top 20. I like Neiman top 20. Answer top 20. Maybe one week he'll win for us. I like it. I didn't bet Brendan Steele, but he hits it a mile, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's there. We can't bet everybody, Gabe, but I like those
sooner
picks
Lisa,
a lot.
Yeah. Sooner Lisa is in a chat. She says, hey, Cam, I'm going to give this shirt I got for you to someone else. What's that about? Give her an address. Give her an address to send the shirt to.
Yeah, no, I'll do that. I didn't know I even had a shirt sooner, Lisa. Yeah, I'll
sell it. What kind of shirt is it, Lisa?
Yeah, I'll take whatever. I'll wear anything.
You'll wear anything.
If it fits, I'm in. Yeah. Yeah, send it my way. I'm in. Why, what's you going to give it away, Gabe? No, I didn't. It's not like I didn't do it. I didn't even know I was getting a shirt. Thank you. I will take a shirt. I would love one.
I gotta tell you, man. Yeah, that Canadian jersey I got is hot as hell, man.
It's
on game nights.
Oh, yeah,
we're rolling out tomorrow. Big game
snug.
Tomorrow.
Little snug.
All right. Ready for the big game tomorrow, Cam. I'm gonna be on edge tomorrow. It's gonna be a big show.
Tomorrow's gonna rock, man. No, it's been great. The picks have been good, and Montreal's really worn these guys down, man. They got a lot of pressure on them, but imagine they close the door on Jean-Baptiste Day. Holy jeez. That city will be nuts.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, will be back at 6 o'clock Eastern. Game time decisions. Babano will be back on the other side. Bring it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.